It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Albuquerque's International Bloom Fiesta on Monday left some needing medical attention after some hard landings. Officials say two women, the pilot and a passenger, had minor injuries after they were each thrown from one balloon as it impacted, bounded along the ground, and caught fire along the outskirts of Rio Rancho. The balloon in that incident also struck a power line during its descent, causing a limited electricity outage and some equipment damage. Fiesta spokesperson Tom Garrity confirmed that the landing resulted in a fire and that a public investigation was underway. Garrity also said that in Albuquerque's North Valley, another balloon landed with its fabric draped over a utility line without injuries or damage. The annual Bloom Fiesta draws pilots from around the world and from more than 40 U.S. states. On the Tuesday Health Watch, one way to replace the major valve in the heart is open heart surgery, but the FDA recently expanded who can instead opt for a less invasive procedure that threads the valve through an artery known as TAVR. KERA's Sam Baker talked about this with Dr. Michael Mack of Baylor Scott & White's Heart Hospital in Plano.
There have been a series of trials that the FDA has run in the United States looking at who's a candidate for this. And they started 12 years ago with patients who were not candidates for surgery because they were too old and too frail.
Considered high risk.
Considered prohibitive risk or inoperable. And it's progressively come down to high risk, medium risk, and now low risk. Those trials have just been completed.
Define low risk in this case.
Your chances of surviving open heart surgery are 99 out of 100. Now, most of these patients, even low risk, are over 65 years old. We don't know how long this valve is going to last. And if you're under 65 years old, right now you probably still need open heart surgery. There's two basic causes to this disease called aortic stenosis. One is a buildup of calcium on normal valves as you age. Some people are born with this condition, but over their first 30, 40, 50 years of life, they develop aortic stenosis earlier. Those are patients that are higher risk for the TAVR procedure and have longer to live with the valve. But the majority of patients, with some exceptions over 65 years old, would be seriously considered for this procedure.
To be clear, we're still talking about a serious procedure here.
And the risk of this procedure is the same as the risk of surgery. You don't require an incision and then dividing the breastbone and stopping the heart. It doesn't take nearly as long. You can go home the next day, but it's still a serious procedure with serious risks.
If you are low risk and you have the option of choosing one or the other, how do you begin to choose?
First of all, you need to go to a hospital that offers both procedures so that you can get a balanced set of information regarding the pros and cons of each approach. Second, you need to ask each center how much experience they have in both procedures, and then sit down with the physicians. It's called a heart team, which includes both cardiologists and surgeons together, to make a recommendation as to what they feel is best. If everything's equal and the risks are equal of both, then of course you take the less invasive procedure or TAVR.
What would be the criteria against TAVR for a low-risk patient?
If it's very, very heavy buildup of calcium on the valve, if the main arteries that supply the heart with blood come off too low, it could get blocked by the TAVR valve. If it's a particular type of valve called a bicuspid valve, in which there's two portions rather than three portions to the leaflet. Those are patients that have not been studied in trials. Those are the patients that probably should still undergo surgery rather than TAVR.
With open heart surgery, is there a reason for more worry than if you were going through TAVR?
No, you just have to have the expectation on the front end that the procedure is going to take longer, you're going to be in the hospital longer, and recovery is going to take longer. Mm-hmm. However, a year afterwards, the results are absolutely equal with both. But that caveat is if the outcomes are closely the same.
So are there any concerns about clots?
There are concerns that blood clots do form on heart valves unless a blood thinner is given, and that the chance of that happening may be higher with TAVR than with surgery. Data from this trial will be unblinded and revealed late September at a major medical meeting that will begin to answer that question.
What about the likelihood of another procedure down the line if you have TAVR?
We won't know the answer of the relative need for that until we follow these patients 10 years, which is one of the reasons for doing that. However, whether you get TAVR or surgery, there is an option of putting a TAVR valve inside the first TAVR valve or inside a surgical valve. Theoretically, that could potentially double the expectant durability of the valve. So let's just say the valve lasts 10 to 12 years and it wears out. Well, you could put a second valve inside that first valve and then extend it to 20 or 22 years. Again, that's theoretical at this stage, but a very real possibility.
Dr. Mack, thank you for being with me.
Sam, thank you for having me.